Thinking your chronic back pain was caused by an old sports injury? You could be painfully wrong. It might be an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. Stay tuned, because later in the show, we'll tell you more. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to the Roughing the Passer podcast. Will Brinson, Nick Costas, Thursday edition. We're recording this on Wednesday afternoon. Here to make some picks for you. How'd you do last week, Nick, over Thanksgiving?
3-1-1. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and happy Thanksgiving. I'm one of the people, I'll still say happy Thanksgiving a couple days afterwards, because I'm a magnanimous sort, and also Thanksgiving is a great holiday, and I fancy myself to be a pretty nice guy. So happy belated Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Thanksgiving was good. My one bet on Thanksgiving was the Colts +8.5. Really don't appreciate Rob Chudzinski and the Colts offensive game plan down by the goal line, not giving the ball to Frank Gore, opting instead to run shotgun sets with the immortal Scott Tolzien. So I lost my Colts bet, but rebounded very nicely. 3-1-1 in the Super Contest. Won all my bets on Sunday up until the Denver Broncos on Sunday night. Story for another time, but the Packers, a nice winner for me on Monday. And I got to tell you, buddy, I feel like I'm about to get really hot.
I like to hear that.
I feel like I'm about to get on a major heater here, because if you look at where I'm at now in the contest and with my picks as opposed to the last couple of years, I'm like 4 or 5 percentage points behind, and I do the same thing that I always do, which means that mathematically things are going to start evening out, and I'm about to rip off a series of 4-1s.
Interesting. All right, I had the Vikings. That was a loss, but probably should have been a win. +2.5. Pretty ticked off about that one.
Pretty ticked off.
Mad about that one. I had the Redskins +7. That was a winner. I lost the Seahawks. That, in hindsight, was stupid. I lost the Titans. Oh, no, I won the Titans. -3.5. That should have
lost. They tried their best to give
My
it away.
God, they tried to lose that one. And I had the Panthers +3.5. So that's a 4-1 week for yours truly.
Like it?
No, I'm sorry. That's 3-2. I messed up. I should have won the Vikings. Should have been 4-1. I kind of feel like I might get hot too down the stretch. I'm in this picks pool with a bunch of people locally. I don't think I'm close enough to win, but I feel like if I ripped off like 2-12-4 weeks down the stretch, I'd get involved. Dave Richard, I think, was 11 against the spread. He was something insane last week.
Yeah,
was,
no, he I think he won like 14 games, I think, against the spread.
He was 10-0 after the early games, I believe. Let me look and tell you what he was. I think it's just worth monitoring, because if somebody gets hot like that, you never know, they could keep it going. 14-1-1 last week against the spread.
Nah, Dave will screw it up.
That's probably right. He's now 5 games up on me on the season for the CBS Sports Championship. He and I are we are the only people above 500 amongst all the experts. That's terrible.
Bro, you're about to take the lead after this week.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get hot this week. So let's dive right in. And I might make it a best bet, I'll be honest. I like the Vikings again this week. They're getting 3 points against the Cowboys on Thursday night in a game that is a Thursday night game, but a game that features two teams who are well rested because they played last Thursday on Thanksgiving. I don't necessarily think the Vikings are a better team than the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys are a better team. Don't get me wrong. Cowboys are really good. But this is a very good defensive team that can play the run, that has quality secondary players. And I think that they can bottle up the Cowboys. They're getting 3 points and a field goal at home in a primetime game. And they're going to make Dak Prescott try and win the game. And I like that. I like that idea. Making Dak do that. Make Dak beat Xavier Rhodes. Plus, the Cowboys shouldn't be able to put too much pressure on Sam Bradford.
Now, you have to play the Vikings in this game.
Right.
Like, you can't play Dallas, but I don't know if I will play Minnesota. Like, I think either you take the points or you don't do anything here. I will say that I really like Minnesota at 3.5. You give me Cowboys -3.5, Vikings +3.5. I like that a lot more than 3. But the Cowboys are a better team than the Vikings.
100%.
And I think this line is actually spot on. It's not even an instance where I can say, well, I think you're getting value on the Vikings. Like, this is an accurate line. Like, and people are killing Sam Bradford, right? I don't need your take on this, right? Like, Sam Bradford, like 35 pass attempts on Thanksgiving, threw for 200 yards, like minuscule yards per attempt. They can't block anybody. Like, the offensive line, like, can't keep him upright for more than 3 seconds. So what are they supposed to do? Like, run these deep passing, like routes that need 3-4 seconds to develop? He's going to get creamed. The offensive line's terrible. With all the players at the center went out last week, Berger. That's a bad situation right now for this Vikings offense. So I do think that the fact that the Cowboys don't have much of a pass rush will probably help Minnesota. The Vikings will find a way to keep it close. It's basically a game to save their season in primetime. Again, it's a Thursday game, but it's not a short week for either team because they both played on Thanksgiving last week. You'll come out and you'll get a great effort from the Vikings. You have to take the points with Minnesota, but I will say that I don't feel great about it. I do not feel great about it, but no, I'll take Minnesota.
I'm with you 100%. And I think when you look at the Vikings, you're right. Look, they don't protect Sam Bradford. You think about Sam Bradford.
What are they supposed to do? Like, they can't run the ball. No. They can't throw the ball deep because, A, they don't have any receivers that can get deep.
But Stephon Diggs is hurt.
They can't protect the quarterback.
Yeah. No, you just have to – I think you just dump it off to Kyle Rudolph 40 times a game. My fantasy team would appreciate that. And look, the other thing about Sam Bradford is that for whatever reason in these I guess he didn't look like this in Oklahoma, maybe not even with the Rams. Now he looks like he's like got little bird legs, doesn't he? And he's always like trying to scurry away from pass rushers, and he just looks like he has no athleticism trying to scurry away.
Dude, Bradford at Oklahoma was a beast, man.
Yeah, he was an animal. But
because he sat back in the shotgun in that spread offense and just threw darts all over the field.
Why don't you do that, guys?
Listen, I'm a Sam Bradford apologist. Like, I think he's a lot better than people give him credit for. Like, what quarterback could you put on this Vikings team could succeed with what they've currently got on offense around him?
If you put
Tom Brady on the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. All right. So
Brady would be getting creamed.
Let me ask you this question then, because Pete Prisco on the Tuesday edition of this show said, I was making a case why Russell Wilson's an MVP candidate because he has no offensive line, has no running game, right? Like, Russell Wilson would be okay in this situation, I think.
I don't think he would be.
Because of his specific skill set. Russell Wilson has better players around him. But Pete's point then was, ask any quarterback and they'd rather have the top scoring defense than any offensive line. And I don't think he's right. Because let me point you to Exhibit A, Dak freaking Prescott.
Yeah.
Who's just upright all day long and gets to, I mean, like, Dak Prescott is having a better time than Sam Bradford.
By the way, bro. Just tangent here, which I will lead into what we're talking about. Yeah. You're ducking me in Madden, right?
No.
Like,
I'd love to play.
You're ducking my challenge.
No. I'd love to play you.
So I hit Will up. Will up a couple times now. Like, Will, are we going to play some Madden? And it's always like, oh, I got like this going. I got to run an errand. I stub my toe. I can't do it. Bro, are we going to play some Madden? And that leads me into this. There's nothing. Every single person that I play online now in Madden uses the Cowboys, and it's impossible to get a pass rusher at Dak Prescott because the offensive line stonewalls everybody.
Are you just playing random people using the Cowboys?
Yeah, I think like – if I
like you're just doing like quick
online,
match or
like
whatever. Yeah,
seven of them are against Dallas.
That's so annoying. That's
it's
so
really
yeah,
annoying.
That's,
it's like seven. It's like
it's like people
six
used to do
Dallas,
with Vic, you know,
three Patriots and like one like I don't know, like Raiders or something. Raiders are actually easy to beat, but
I usually alternate teams. I'll switch. I don't like to play with the same team over and over again. I usually rotate with Carolina, San Diego, and who else do I like? I used to like those teams where you pound the ball, though. That was always, I liked you know, running in the game.
I run my offense in Madden, which is five receivers. So I use the Packers now. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work. Like if I play the Seahawks or Broncos, it's a lot more difficult. But I have a five receiver set with my own playbook, right? So I go up to the line.
You have your own playbook?
Not like I didn't create an entire playbook, but I use the run and gun, and I make tweaks to it. Yeah. So I go up to the line. I'm able to ascertain and diagnose what the defense is in, whether it's a zone or man, right. If it's a cover, if it's a zone blitz or whatever. I'm usually able to tell before the snap. You move a receiver around, you find out if it's man or zone. Depending on the look, you know where a receiver is going to be open. And at that point, I have four different plays that I use, and I can run hot routes or whatever. So I run a five-wide receiver up-tempo, pass is completed, hurry up back to the line of scrimmage, and it really frustrates the opponent. So I'll either score...
Like maybe I should be ducking you.
I either score 50 points in a game, or I score 13 and throw five interceptions. It's usually...
No, that's how I am. Yeah, either I have a great game or just a lousy game.
Now, with Madden, it's like, it's smart to pound the rock, right? To run the ball. But for me, that's not fun. I want to pass on every down.
Right, so, of course.
Because I'm
stubborn. You and Aaron Rodgers. And correct. Sam Bradford. All right, I'm going to look at the schedule, and we'll figure out a time. We're going to play a game. We'll play one.
What do you got going on today, later today? I'm leaving the office right after this podcast.
4 o'clock, I have Pro Football Rundown, but maybe after that. I'll tell you what, my kid's got a thing with my wife at 5:45. Maybe we play then. I'll skip the gym. We'll play Madden. How's that
sound? I'm going to hit you up.
Because you know what? Happy Thanksgiving. I'm not exercising. Screw it. Like, I don't care. I don't need exercise.
Oh, bro, it's fat ball season. Yeah. I'm officially fat.
I am as well. I am
so
fat.
Last night, I'm with this girl that I'm seeing, right? Yeah, we're laying down, right? And I like roll over to like put my arm around her, mm-hmm. and I feel like my right breast, and it was my pectoral like a month ago, like folds over and is like coming down, and I'm like, oh my God, like I need to get on the treadmill. This is really bad.
See, this is the beauty of being married, is with a kid, like you don't care. Like I'm like my, like if my wife is like, yo, you're like this part of, you know, like you're a little furry, you need to clean it up. I'm like, I don't think so. She, you know, it's like, yeah, you're a little fat. Nah, I don't think so. Gonna be fat. Gonna keep staying fat. All right, diving back into these games though, because otherwise we'll sit around here and just get fat, and nobody wants us to be fat, Nick. I mean, nobody True. Cares if we're fat, but Broncos, Jaguars.
I do. You know, I don't care if you're fat, but I don't want to be fat.
Yeah, I just need to quit drinking as much beer.
Beer will crush you.
Oh, beer's the worst. I mean, beer's the best, but it's the worst in terms of making you fat, you know? Like, it's literally the worst. So, Broncos, Jaguars. This is a situation where the Broncos, coming off a deflating loss on a Sunday night, traveling all the way to the East Coast, playing a Jaguars team that everybody's going to be picking Denver. Is this where you go Jaguars getting 5 or 4.5?
No. I'm taking the Denver Broncos. The Jaguars don't, like, actually, they did cover last week. They only lost by 7, so they covered against Buffalo at 7.5. How can you take Jacksonville? Like, how can you do it? I can't do it anymore. Like, I can't pull the trigger anymore on the Jacksonville Jaguars, because I'm done on Sundays having my hard-earned American money on Blake Bortles. I'm finished with it. You know what's going to happen in this game. The Broncos defense is going to pulverize Blake Bortles. Allen Robinson's not going to do anything. Now, I do think that Jacksonville's defense is good enough to hold down Denver's offense. So there's a chance that Jacksonville could cover on the strength of their defense. It's not one of my favorite picks. It's not going to be a contest pick for me. I'm not going to lay any money on it. But if you're going to make me pick, I'm going to pick Denver, mostly because I hate Blake Bortles.
No, I'm with you. I mean, I look at it and my first instinct is that, you know, this is a game where my biggest problem is that it's so obvious that everyone is going to, that the Broncos are going to blow them out, that everyone's going to take the Broncos. But I can't look at it and see a way. In fact, every single person on CBS, all eight of us have the Broncos covering, which is a major red flag for me, but I can't see myself being the guy who takes the Jaguars here.
I'm seeing a tweet right now. Broncos quarterback Trevor Siemian missing practice today, Wednesday, with a sprained foot. Severity not clear. Doesn't sound like a multi-week injury. So we'll have to wait for more information. To me, that sounds like his status for Sunday could be in doubt.
That sounds like it's the Paxton Lynch party to me.
If it's now, the Paxton Lynch party, I'm taking Jacksonville with the points.
What if it moves from 5 to 3?
It won't.
You don't think so?
No.
Vegas already knows about this injury?
I don't think it's. I don't think like Trevor Siemian's worth 2 points to the point spread.
All right, so on Sports Insights, 86% of the bets on Denver, even though there's a giant undecided next to the quarterback.
Yeah,
I might be taking Jacksonville. I might talk myself into Jacksonville.
You know what?
We just did it. We're talking ourselves into
the Jaguars.
Love the Jags. Love Blake Bortles.
And I hate myself for doing it.
They might win outright.
They're not going to win outright.
No, they're not. But I guess they could keep it close.
They could win outright.
God almighty, this is a
I got to tell. Yo, I'm all in. Jaguars money line. Let's go.
I don't.
Let's ride the Gus bus straight off the cliff.
I don't know how they're going to win this game.
Their defense is pretty good,
I guess. All right. So look, we reluctantly just talked ourselves into the Jaguars. What can go wrong? Chiefs at Falcons. Huge game for the Chiefs here and for the Falcons, because Atlanta can chase the Seahawks now. In that, you know, I think once you start kind of looking at these motive, like. To me, these motivational playoff stuff matter a lot, right? I mean, like, it does. Like, these teams are aware of their situations in the playoffs. Atlanta has to see that Seattle comes to Tampa Bay, wounded, got to host the Panthers. That's a win-win. They don't really care about Carolina, but, you know, they're actually rooting for Carolina and Atlanta this week, because they want the Seahawks to lose so they can chase that number 2 seed. I think that matters a lot. I see a motivated Falcons team against a fairly exhausted Chiefs team, and I like Atlanta. I don't like it with the hook, but they're -3.5. I think I'll take the Falcons here.
This line opened at 4. Quizzical to me. A quizzical line. Like, I thought it would be closer to 3. I'm surprised that Vegas is valuing, or the books are valuing Atlanta to this extent, but Julio Jones did nothing last week. Taylor Gabriel scored 2 touchdowns. Now, Julio Jones is not going to be matched up on Marcus Peters for the most part in this game. Julio's going to go for 150 and at least 1 touchdown in this game. Like, Julio's going to have a monster game. provided that the Falcons' offensive line keeps Matt Ryan upright.
But man, Justin Houston
terror
was an
on Sunday night.
Animal.
As of right now, people will sometimes tweet me when I tweet my picks down and go, why did you change your mind from the podcast to now? We do the podcast on Wednesday. Like, yeah. A lot of information sometimes presents itself.
Who the Broncos' starting quarterback is going to be.
As of right now, I'm going to take the Chiefs because I think the Chiefs could win the game outright. But I could easily see myself changing my mind to Atlanta over the next couple days.
In fact, actually, I'm wrong. I don't like the Falcons. If it was 2.5, I'd like the Falcons. At 3.5, I think I like the Chiefs because I think the Chiefs are a quality team that wins games or at least keeps – the Chiefs aren't going to get blown out, you know? The Chiefs are going to stay in it. I actually like the Chiefs' offense against this Atlanta defense, and Justin Houston did come back with the fury. So I'll take the 3.5. I think most people are like the Falcons in this spot. So actually, I'm going to immediately flip what I thought I was going to say. I'm going to go with the Chiefs against the spread.
The line is so weird, and it makes me think that Atlanta is going to blow them out. Because
why is it weird? They're home. It's in Atlanta.
But the Chiefs are coming off an awesome win in front of a nationally televised audience. I would have thought this line would be closer to 3. Like, it's a disrespectful
it's
line
three and
in
a half,
my eyes
right?
to the Chiefs. Yeah, but it opened at 4, and now it got pushed down to 3.5.
Okay.
It's a weird line, because, like, that means that the sports books think the Falcons are a better team than Kansas City.
Yeah, because it'd be 2.5 if Kansas City was a better
Correct.
Team.
Or if the game were played on a neutral field, the Falcons would be favored.
By
Do you think the
point.
Falcons are better than Kansas City?
No, I don't. Well, I mean, I think they're right there with them. Look, the Falcons took care of business against the Cardinals, and I realize
this is a tough game. It's a tough game to pick.
I'm taking the points.
But I could change my mind.
Yeah, if it's 2.5,
because again, no matter what happens, Julio's going off.
All right,
like that's going to happen.
By the way, I think that the Taylor Gabriel thing is interesting. So I think in fantasy scoring, he's got like 14, 14, 16, and 24. Everybody's going to start him this week, and he's not going to do anything.
Probably the same with Tyreek Hill.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely right. Lions at the Saints. Saints minus 6 at home. I'll tell you the enticing number here. Obviously, the over under 53.5. The Lions have yet to win a game. The Lions have yet to play a game where they didn't trail in the fourth quarter. 11 games this season. They've won 7 of them. Also, all 11 of their games have been one score games, and they've won 7 of those. It's pretty incredible. I think that based on that trend, that it's difficult to not take Detroit because it's just going to be close.
Is the Saints' defense good?
It's better.
Is it good?
It's average.
It's average, right?
But that's good relative to the Saints, but not good relative to the rest of the league.
How is this line 6 points?
It's too high.
Is it?
Yes, the Lions are 7-4.
So and like when I think something's that obvious, it makes me think that I'm wrong.
Oh, you're saying that like you're like New Orleans might win this by 25.
No, I'm saying that I think the Lions could win the game.
Yeah, like, sure, of course they could.
I'm shocked by it.
The Saints defense is good, but they're not good enough to slow down the Lions.
I'm going to tell you something right now. As we speak, I'm going to place a wager on the Detroit Lions +6 because there is no way that this line closes at this number. It's going to be lower than that.
It has to be, right?
I would, unless I'm missing something, which is definitely within the realm of possibility, I don't think so.
It opened at 3.5, the Saints minus 3.5, and it's jumped to 6?
Yeah, there's something going on here with this game.
What is going on with that game?
I don't know.
Are you going to take the Lions right now?
Yes.
Are we going to put something in on the Lions? It's down to 5.5 already. How'd you do that so fast?
I have my computer right here.
You're looking at your line. Yeah, all right. Did you get 5.5 or 6?
6.
All right, we're going to get on board that little train with you there. I might make that a best bet, honestly.
I don't know if I'll do that. I know what my best bet's going to be already.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
We'll get Matt on here.
Well, when we get to it. Yeah.
Okay. Packers, minus 6.5 at Texans.
Oh,
boy.
How great is that? You led right into it. My best bet of the week.
It's got to be the Texans, right?
Of course it's the Texans. 100%. This line's insane. The Packers played one good game, and all of a sudden we're crowning them as, like, the Packers are back. Like, congratulations. You beat an Eagles team with freaking half the team, half the offense is out. Like, good win for Green Bay. The defense is still trash. I think Lamar Miller, provided that he's healthy, and I think that he will play on Sunday. He left the game with a minute to go last week in the loss against San Diego. Lamar Miller's there. I think Brock Osweiler could play decent. I can't believe I just said that. This is a DeAndre Hopkins game. If there will ever be a DeAndre Hopkins game, it's going to be against the Packers and this banged-up secondary. Best bet of the week. This is one of the best bets of the season, the Houston Texans to cover 6.5 points in Lambeau.
So, also interestingly on this, every single person. I've told you about this. If everybody on CBS is going with one,
it's at 7 on my site. Texans. I'm betting on it right now.
If everybody on my site, on CBSSports.com, if all 8 of the experts are going in one direction, that's the only time I will change my pick. Because okay. I hate being in that herd expert mentality, because we're usually wrong.
Correct. It's humanity.
It's not just experts, but I mean, like, if 8 experts all agree that one thing is definitely happening, the opposite's probably going to happen. So I'm flipping to Houston. I'll tell you, I've got a couple more I'm flipping to. But yeah, look, I like the Texans here too, especially if it moves to what did we say, 7?
I've got it at 7.
My goodness. I got 6.5. I'll wait on 6.5, but with 115 juice, I'll wait on that one for a minute. So yeah, I'm riding the Texans with you too there. Next up,
like, that is the easiest bet of the week, the Texans.
They're just, the thing about the Packers is the Packers look good defensively against the Eagles, but the Eagles are doo-doo offensively.
Like, the Eagles, it's like, I think Carson Wentz is actually really good.
He is, but he's going to be great. He can't throw downfield because he has no receivers. And their best
running
back is
number one receiver is freaking Dorial Green Beckham.
And their best running back is Darren Sproles. Now, all right, now I got a question for you here. This is good. I think Steve Zabin or whatever?
I don't know.
On Twitter, one of my buddies forwarded this to a group of our friends, right? Last night, and we had this heated debate about it over the past 12 to 24 hours. If you and 11 of your friends were on a kickoff coverage team, could you tackle Darren Sproles on the return?
No.
Absolutely not. There's no. Not only does he score, but I guarantee you at least 2 people tear their ACLs.
If it were flag football, he wouldn't have the flag taken away from him.
Right.
Not only would he not be tackled, but if it were flag football, he would keep the flag.
And he doesn't even get blockers in this situation, right?
Like, oh, no. He'd run around all of them. Unless, like, we form, like, a wall, in which case he would run through
us. But even then, you, like, 11 dudes isn't filling up a, like, you're not even filling up the hash mark with 11 dudes.
Yeah, there is no chance.
If you formed a wall, he'd just, yep. Like, because remember, like, some guys are faster than others, so you're not all going to be in the same place enveloping him.
Darren Sproles is faster than all of us.
There were people in my group of friends that were like, we would tackle that guy so easily. I'm like, you're insane. Somebody's pulling up lame running down the field in the first place.
Yeah, when I worked at SiriusXM in another lifetime, we used to say, and I always used to have a strong take on this. So let's say that you are in the wilderness, right?
Yeah.
And a wolf approaches you. Like a wolf, right? And you have to fight to the death. 1v1, man versus wolf. Do you kill the wolf or does the wolf kill you?
Is that a joke? The wolf is going to destroy you.
I think I would kill the wolf.
With your bare hands, or do you get a knife or something?
Well, it's like whatever is like in nature. So like maybe like there's like a rock there. You pick up the rock and you like,
dude,
bash
that wolf is going to light you up.
No, I would kill the wolf.
No.
Because the wolf, all the wolf has is its mouth. Like I have arms and stuff. Like I would like poke the wolf in the eye.
The wolf can rip off your arms with its mouth.
No, but like I would like deflect it, and I would choke the wolf out.
You would go to block the wolf, and he would bite your arm and tear your arm off, and then he would rip into your chest and rip out your heart, and then he would eat you because he's a wolf.
I think that I would beat the wolf.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't think that I would beat like I'm pretty sure a giraffe would take me. Did you see the GIF?
Obviously, a giraffe's like 10 times the size of you, of course.
But a wolf has teeth and is coming after you. A giraffe. Did you see the GIF of the giraffe that was floating around?
It's incredible. Yeah,
it's from Planet Earth. It's awesome. All right, so is that on I don't record that for some reason.
It's on BBC. Yeah.
Okay. Do you record? Obviously, you DVR it.
No, but like it'll come out on DVD and I'll buy it.
Okay, it's that good.
And I won't be sober when I watch it because right. It's no fun to watch sober.
So that giraffe, and what we're talking about is this giraffe did this leg thing. This lion tried to jump on the giraffe and. The giraffe put the lion in the ground and then stomped on it. It looked like on the way to the end zone, like it's stomping on the way to the end zone.
It's very funny.
And that segues into our next game because the Patriots are 13.5-point favorites over the Los Angeles Rams, who just got giraffed by in the ultimate revenge game. Greg Williams tried to come in and stop the Saints and they blasted him. I think there's a little bit of that factor going on here with the 13.5. I can't take the Rams. I think the Patriots are going to blow them out.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You're taking the Rams.
I want to. I don't know if I can.
Rookie quarterback, Bill Belichick defense.
See here, but like I'm obsessed with Jared Goff, though.
Really?
Like in my head, like I'm trying to construct a narrative where like Jared Goff beat, like doesn't, like the Rams won't win the game, but like where Jared Goff like out, like beats Bill Belichick, like has like three touchdowns and throws for 250 yards and only like one interception. And the Patriots still win, but Jared Goff gets the best of the Bill Belichick defense. That's insanity, right?
It's not happening. It's not happening.
I don't want to pick this game right now.
Okay. I mean, I'm taking the Patriots. It's not going to be like a best bet or anything. I'm pretty sure everybody on CBS is taking... No, we actually have three people on the Rams, so I'm cool with that. The Patriots have been cover horses. The Rams can't... The Patriots are going to score 28. How are the Rams going to score 14?
Oh, I think the Rams could score 14.
Okay, the Patriots are going to score 35. How are the Rams getting to 21?
Well, now we're talking. Yeah, that's right. Definitely possible also. Right. But right. I think the Rams could score 14 points.
28-14.
Like, this is not, it's not Case Keenum at quarterback anymore. Like, they actually have, like, a legitimate quarterback now.
Okay.
I'm a Jared Goff guy, though. Right. I'm a Jared Goff apologist.
The Bill Belichick record against rookie quarterbacks, I don't know it offhand. I think it's pretty good.
I think it's probably somewhere in the range of, like, 76-2.
Yeah, I think against the spread. All right, next up.
And one of them I can say with certainty off the top of my head, he lost to Ben Roethlisberger in Roethlisberger's rookie year in 2004, and then they got revenge by stomping them in the AFC title game.
That's right. No, wait, the Roethlisberger won the Super Bowl his rookie year, right?
No, Roethlisberger won the Super Bowl his second year, 2005.
Oh. Why was I thinking? Oh, yeah, so Brady won the second year, too. I was thinking, but Roethlisberger very good as a rookie. Anyway, I'm not going to get into the... what I was devolving into. It's stupid. Dolphins at Ravens. The Ravens are 6-5. The Dolphins are 7-4. And the Ravens are favored here. Interesting.
Well, they're at home.
Sure. But it's basically a pick 'em.
Ravens -3. I'll take the Dolphins. I'll take the points in this spot. I don't think Baltimore is demonstrably better than Miami now. We have to wait and see what the deal's going to be with the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Because Baltimore's front seven's very good. And if the Dolphins are in a situation, again, where they're missing a ton of offensive linemen, then maybe this makes you swing a little bit towards Baltimore. But let's see what happens here. There's a lot of injury stuff up in the air with this game. Devontae Parker, is he going to be 100%? The offensive line, what's going to be the situation there? So this is a very tough game to predict on a Wednesday. So, again, check back with our Twitter feeds later in the week when we give our actual picks out coming up on Saturday and Sunday. But as of right now, I will take the points with the Dolphins. That could easily change depending on the injury report.
I actually like... I've got Miami here. I'm going to flip to Baltimore in this game against the spread, even if it's 3.5, because I think the one thing you look at, Baltimore's the best team against the run in the NFL defensively. And the one thing that Miami does really well and has to do in order to win, I think, is run the football. And you talk about those injuries in the offensive line, Tunsil's banged up, Pouncey banged up, Albert banged up. I don't think they're going to run the ball effectively. Jay Ajayi's been sort of diminishing returns lately in the past few weeks.
Do you think, is that more... him, or is it more the offensive line being hurt?
It's more the offensive line. I think anybody could run behind that offensive line. I think he's a great runner, a physical runner. He wasn't going to run for 200 yards a game for six games. I mean, just wasn't going to do it. But you've seen the yards per carry dip a little bit. This is a good defense in the Ravens. I like the Ravens in this spot. I'm going to flip over and take the Ravens against the spread. And I think too, look.
I'll probably end up taking Baltimore also. Once the injury report comes out, like if they're missing offensive linemen, the Ravens are really going to limit the run game in Ajayi, and that's going to hurt Miami's offense quite a bit. So we'll see. Like, again, like check back later in the week. It's Wednesday. There's a lot of information that still needs to present itself at this point.
No, that's fair on this game. 49ers at Bears. The Bears are -1.5. How are the Bears? Matt Barkley is favored in an NFL football game against Colin Kaepernick. He's been playing pretty well. Bears defense a little bit better. Cameron Meredith and Marquise Wilson. I mean, how can you not get excited about Matt Barkley chunking to those guys?
I think I like the Bears.
I do too. No, everyone has San Francisco on the picks. I'm flipping to the Bears.
No, like Matt Barkley is going to throw for 300 yards in this game.
Yeah, and I think Jordan Howard could have a monster game too running
the ball. Like the 49ers are terrible.
So are the Bears.
But I have more faith in John Fox's team at home than Chip Kelly's team on the road.
That's fine. That's fair. And look, Colin Kaepernick almost became the third person with 300 passing, 100 rushing last week. First person ever to have 295 passing and 110 rushing against the Dolphins. The Bears aren't very good, but the fact that everybody is on the 49ers, come on.
Yeah, and they're on the road. This is an easy pick, I think.
Yeah, it might be a best bet, honestly.
It might be for me, too.
Yeah, I mean, nothing worse than backing the Bears. Yeah, it's terrifying.
That's terrifying.
But so is every other pick. What do you like? You feel good about the Patriots minus 14.5 and they're down 7-0 in the second quarter?
That won't happen. But,
no, it won't. Yeah. Eagles at Bengals. The Bengals underdogs at home to a 5-6 Eagles team. But that's what happens when you lose A.J. Green and you lose Giovanni Bernard and everybody's kind of eyeing a situation where Marvin Lewis gets fired. I'm going to take the points in the home team here just because I think the Bengals are a little undervalued. Philadelphia hadn't been playing particularly well. I could see the Cincinnati Bengals stealing this game.
I think the Bengals stink, and I think that the wheels are coming off. Let's see if we're doing this on Wednesday. Ryan Matthews and Jordan Matthews both did not practice for the Eagles. Ryan Matthews, less of a big deal because they could run Smallwood and Sproles and Barner out there. So that's not a huge deal. You want Ryan Matthews there if you like the Eagles in this spot, but he's not essential. They got to have Jordan Matthews. Like, Jordan Matthews has got to be out there for Carson Wentz to feel good about it. If Jordan Matthews is healthy and he's a go, I like Philly. If no Jordan Matthews, I like the Bengals.
Interesting. And the one thing about Cincy, because
since he's done.
Since he's toast. Yeah, it's over. They're done.
3-7-1. Yeah. No A.J. Green. Marvin's getting fired. I think that this team might be looking to pack. And look, they did have the ball at the end of the game last week with a chance to tie it against the Ravens down 19-12, so you give them credit for that. I think at this point, season's done. I think Philly's the better team. I lean towards the Eagles right now.
I'm holding on to A.J. Green in a fantasy league because he was my second-round pick, early-round pick. Like on the wrap, I took Gronk and Green. But the Bengals shouldn't bring him back. Like, don't bring A.J. Green back. What?
Like to do what with?
So they
can go 4-11-1?
Well, he wants to get 1,000 yards.
As opposed to 3-12-1?
I think he'd like to get 1,000 yards because he's got that streak going. He's one of the only few guys to start the career or whatever. But you gotta sit him. Like, you gotta let that guy get healthy.
That is a team that looks like it cannot wait to hit the golf course.
I'd like to hit the golf course. It's freaking 70 degrees in January here. All right, we're going to pause. It's November. I don't know why I'm saying January.
November.
It's about to be December tomorrow, though. We're going to pause really quick for a quick commercial break, and then we'll be right back to break down these afternoon games.
Hey, sports fans. If you're like me, you love a pickup basketball game or a round of golf with your friends. And maybe you thought an awkward jump shot or a few ugly swings were causing your chronic back pain. Truth is, you could be painfully wrong. Because if your back pain started before age 40 and has lasted longer than 3 months, it could point to an inflammatory condition called ankylosing spondylitis, or AS. To learn if your symptoms could signal AS, take a short quiz at asbackpainquiz.com. Then talk to your doctor. Find out if you could be painfully wrong. This message is brought to you by AbbVie.
Afternoon time, Nick. The first game up is the Bills and the Raiders. The Raiders are 9-2. What freaking world do we live in? The Bills actually 6-5, still in the playoff hunt. Raiders -3. You keep thinking the Raiders are going to come back from these emotional crazy wins. Derek Carr's got a dislocated finger. He played with that. And you just can't kill the Raiders. It's amazing.
It's going to be great when Derek Carr is playing with one glove on Sunday and there's a million of Michael Jackson memes, because you know that's going to happen.
He did it last week. He played with one glove.
Yeah, a huge piece of injury news to watch for. Sammy Watkins on Wednesday did not practice for the Bills with a sore foot, which leads me to believe that he's either going to play on Sunday and have 200 yards receiving, or he's going to be shut down until next September. Like, it's usually there's going to be no in between with Sam. The fact that Watkins is not practicing to me is a very bad sign, because he's so touch and go with that foot. Like, I feel like he could show up one day and just be like, yeah, my foot hurts, not playing again the rest of the year, put me back on injured reserve.
It's a Jones fracture. It's a serious, like, it's hard to come back from that. He had, I think, 80 yards last week. It's wild that he's back this soon.
So if Sammy Watkins plays and he's a go, I think that you feel pretty good about Buffalo. I think the Bills could win the game with Sammy Watkins healthy and playing. If there's no Sammy Watkins, I think that this is an easy pick for the Oakland Raiders. I do think that Watkins means that much to the offense. He's a legitimate game-changing weapon at receiver. And then you put him in that offense with Tyrod Taylor, who's improving, and I think is a pretty good quarterback. Plus, of course, Shady McCoy, and you got something cooking there. So as of right now, I want to reserve judgment on this pick until we know what Sammy Watkins' availability is going to be. But I am leaning, even with Watkins sort of up in the air, towards the Buffalo Bills as 3-point dogs.
I got the Raiders. I don't know if I love it. I prefer 2.5. If it gets to 3.5, I'm probably going to go. I might flip to the Bills because I think that hook is going to matter. The Raiders just had these close games. They're just involved in these close games. And they should have lost their last two. You know, they should be They should be 7-4, and we shouldn't be talking about the Raiders as a Super Bowl team. But I mean, they're there; they have a possibility because they're tied for the number one seed. I think Watkins matters. I'm going to watch it too, but I have the Raiders right now, but I don't know if I love it. It's a, something about it. I don't know. The Bills going west throws me off a little bit too, though.
Yeah, I mean, this
it's a hard game.
The spread is crazy.
Yeah,
like the books do not respect the Raiders.
Right, the Raiders should be 6.5-point favorites. Like if this were the Bills going to the Patriots, who have the same record as the Raiders, the Patriots would be 7-point favorites easily.
Yes.
So you're not getting any value there with the Bills.
No, Oakland is more of a value pick. If Sammy plays, I like the Bills. If Sammy doesn't play, give me the Raiders.
All right, San Diego hosting Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers are just involved in the playoff race. Sure, why not? I mean, why wouldn't the Buccaneers be involved in the playoff race? The Chargers is another one that's a little weird. The Chargers are -3.5. That's kind of high for a Buccaneers team that's coming off 3 straight wins and a San Diego team that's 5-6. This is a huge game if you have the San Diego Chargers over under for the season, because I think it's 7. Maybe just saying it might be 7. And they have 5 wins. They should have more, but you need them.
This was Will Brinson's convoluted way of saying that he has the San Diego over wins total this year.
Look. Don't need to call my guy. I need the Chargers to get this win. They're 2 away, so it's not done. I would like them to get that win to at least wipe out. Over 7 -200. So if you could get those 2 wins, that'd be pretty nice, guys.
Yeah, I lean towards Tampa in the spot with the points. I think Jameis has got the mojo working a little bit. And how about that defense coming on last week? You know who was really impressive? Second-round pick Noah Spence, who is a first-round talent, but because of the off-field issues, dropped to the second round into Tampa Bay's lap. And now that defense, Mike Smith's doing a great job. Gerald McCoy is obviously great. Spence has been good. Robert Ayer is rushing the passer. They battered Russell Wilson last week. I like Tampa plus the 3.5. If it's 3, I don't feel as good. But right now, I can see the Bucs winning this game. So I'll take Tampa Bay plus the 3.5.
I'm going Chargers. I'm just doubling down. Desperation. Steelers hosting the Giants. The Giants are 8-3, and they're 6-point underdogs in Pittsburgh. Explain to me that.
Pittsburgh will probably score a lot of points in this game.
I could see Pittsburgh blowing out the Giants. The Giants could lose out. The Giants could lose out, by the way.
They're not going to lose out.
Probably not, but they could. Their schedule
is really
tough.
That would hurt my feelings as a Giants fan. I would not like
that. Their schedule is at Pittsburgh, Dallas at home. That's 2 losses, right?
No.
1-1?
Not definitely.
They
beat Dallas already.
1-1 is a pretty good effort there. Week 1, come on.
I think you sign up for 1-1.
Okay, what do you sign for at Pittsburgh, Dallas at home, Detroit at home?
They have to win at least one of those 3.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah, that would not be a lose out situation if they win one.
Win 1 of the 3,
but then they close out.
So that means that they're 9-5.
And then they close out at Philly, at Washington.
They could win 1 of those 2 games.
Yeah. So look, they could win 4 of these games.
They go 10-6. They make the playoffs.
Yeah, I think so too. But I just think that their schedule does not guarantee them a playoff berth, even with 8 wins,
the Steelers are going to kill them, aren't they?
Yeah, the Steelers are going to blow them out. I like the Steelers a lot in this spot.
I'm going to make a homer pick. I'm going to take the Giants with the points.
I'm surprised the 6 of 8 experts have the Steelers here. I'll take the Steelers with the -6. As long as it's under a touchdown, I like the Steelers. Might even like them more. Washington at Arizona. Arizona's favored. What?
And I like Arizona, actually, here in this spot at home. Must-win spot, backs against the wall. I like the Cardinals.
All right. I got the. Everybody likes the Redskins, too, except for Pete Prisco is on the Petey Prisco is on the Cardinals as well.
Me and Petey on the Cardinals together?
The Cardinals aren't very good.
No, they're not.
They do need a desperate win, though, but I almost feel like they're packing it in, too.
I don't think that Bruce will let them pack it in.
I don't think so either, but this is a big game for Washington. I like the Redskins. I like the Redskins when I saw the line. I'm sticking with that. Carolina at Seattle, second straight week on the West Coast. Carolina is +7 after an egg they laid against Oakland. They should have won that game. They should have won they should have beaten the Chiefs. The Panthers should be in playoff contention. I hate you, stupid Panthers. They are +7. I like them in Seattle.
I like the Panthers getting the 7 points as well. And I think that you feel pretty good about what the Panthers offense was able to do last week in the second half against Oakland. Now, obviously, Seattle's defense is better than Oakland's.
No, but if Earl Thomas doesn't play, it's a whole different ballgame.
Exactly, and I also think that Russell Wilson, that offensive line's really bad, and I think the Panthers will be able to get after him a little bit. I just think it's too many points, and I have too much respect for the Panthers to think they're going to go and get blown out in this spot. So begrudgingly.
It's more points
than
the
favorite picks.
It's more points than the Seahawks scored last week.
Yes,
they scored five points last week. And look, they're going to come home. They're going to be angry after they lost to the Bucs in an embarrassing fashion. They're going to want to get right. I think they'll have some plays there, but I think Carolina will score with them, and they'll be able to put pressure on Russell, too. So I like – Panthers might be one of my best bets this week. And finally, maybe definitely one of my best bets on Monday – oh, that's a Sunday night game, by the way, the Panthers. Monday night, the New York football Jets getting 1.5 points against the Colts at home. I'm the only guy on the Jets. I love the Jets in this spot. Dogs at home. The Colts are terrible.
You ready?
Yeah.
J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. People obviously, yeah. The Jets are going to win this game. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. 2 to Brandon Marshall, 1 to Quincy Enunwa. Play Quincy Enunwa in FanDuel or DraftKings or DraftDuel or FanKings, whatever the hell the merger is going to call itself now. I like the Jets. Colts aren't going to be able to run the ball. Andrew Luck still in the concussion protocol on Wednesday. We do expect him to play. They're going to get after the Colts. The Jets are going to score a bunch of points. I like the Jets quite a bit on Monday night.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, more fantasy points than Andrew Luck, then, do you think?
Ryan Fitzpatrick, more fantasy points than Andrew Luck.
Bold. See, I might go out. I have Andrew Luck as my fantasy quarterback in a must-win situation. And I don't have another, like, it's at 8:30 on Monday, so you don't know what you're going to get. Like, you know, Luck could be limited. I'm going to have to go out and pick up Ryan Fitzpatrick as a safety net because you just can't go into Monday night with no extra quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. That's the podcast. You can follow Nick at the Costos. I'm at Will Brinson. You'll tweet out your picks. I'll tweet out my best bets too. They'll be up on the site tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon. You'll have your sports line picks. You can follow us on Twitter and we'll tweet them out. You can subscribe via iTunes. Leave a review. Pro Football Rundown Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 4 p.m. And then Thursday Night Live. Are you doing Thursday Night Live this week?
Yes.
Okay. Thursday Night Live on 7:55 on Thursday night. We'll both be there. Thanks for listening. We will see you guys next week.
And we're going to play Madden later.
And we'll play Madden, and we'll tell you next week who wins.
Great. Or I'll tweet it out today.
Yeah, we'll tweet it out. Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Perfect.